Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week I'm getting all charged up to answer this one.
Hi, this is Eldon Raj from Cambridge, Massachusetts. And my question is it really better to let a battery completely run down before charging it?
Do batteries really degrade if you leave them permanently full of chemical beans?
Hello, my name is Patrick Palmer from the University of Cambridge Department of Engineering. This is a very good question that exercises me most mornings after I've cleaned my teeth, and I don't know whether to put my toothbrush back in its holder and charge it, or whether to just leave it on the side. There is some truth in the fact that a nickel-cadmium battery, which is the lightweight one, occasionally needs to be helped by being deep discharged. Most of the time, just discharging it 20% or maybe 10% and recharging it is okay, but it needs to be probably reset once every month or so, something like that. The lithium battery that's popular in telephones, of course, is also lightweight. These, however, do need considerable care, and that's why you find lithium batteries in mobile phones and in laptop computers. Their charging and recharging has to be monitored very carefully. They have protection circuits in them, usually. So, occasionally, it probably is a good idea to let your laptop run flat, but do that occasionally, because that allows the computer to recalibrate itself and be up and running for the future. The other main type of battery, of course, is your lead-acid battery in the car. And in fact, we know very well that lead-acid batteries can work very well if they're just kept basically topped up the whole time. So care is required, and occasional deep discharge of nickel cadmium, and for that matter nickel metal hydride, probably less often, just by using it in the equipment till it's flat, is probably not a bad idea.
So NiCad, not naked, batteries can degrade after a while if you don't fully discharge them every so often. The lithium batteries you find in cameras, laptops and mobiles tend to self-regulate their charging, but even these can do with a full rundown too. Talking of needing power, what about this bicycle conundrum?
Hi, this is Bunny calling from Portland, Oregon in the States. On a recent trip from the farmer's market with a heavy load of fruit in my bike basket, I started to wonder if the placement of the load on the bike makes any difference in the efficiency of the work I do. Would it be easier for me to have baskets on the back where I would pull the load as opposed to on the front where I must push my load? Or is it simply too small of a system to make a difference?
So where's the best place to put the shopping? I've always found it's easier to let a cooperative man carry it, but there we are. Let us know by scribbling it down on the forum at thenakedscientist.com/forum or by emailing chris@thenakedscientists.com.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the EPSRC, the Wellcome Trust and UK FAST. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.